This is Colourful Radio.
London town, Colourful Radio playing old school to new cool. And we have as a special, special guest in the studio, Tedra Moses. Welcome to London.
Thank you so much.
It's lovely to have you here, it really is. And we've got loads and loads of questions to ask you, so we're just going to fly away at it and try and get as many questions in as possible. Now, the first one that I've got to ask, which I go to my pad number one, because what we've had is we've had loads of people emailing in and texting in.
Okay.
And asking about type of all these different, asking loads of questions. So we're going to try and get in as many as possible.
Okay.
So, Cara, Paul, all the other people that have sent stuff in, please bear with us because we'll try and get them all in. First one, I mean, and I want to start with this one just to start, is what started you as a singer, writer? I mean, what actually got you into that first of all? How did that work?
I was working as a wardrobe stylist first, and it wasn't my passion. I was just doing it to make money.
Right.
And I broke my leg on one of the jobs. I was in Topanga Canyon in California, and I rolled down a hill and broke my leg. But I think it was just my epiphany to show me that I needed to find something that was my passion. And I always liked singing, so I started writing songs. I found Paul Pauly. We started writing songs. And when we started to shop our deal for my record, people started to pick up records instead of picking me up as an artist.
Right.
So I sold records, and from that point, you know, it just started. It was something I think that God had for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And who did you, just going back to the actual wardrobe part, who did you actually dress and stuff like that?
I've worked with Will Smith, Khalees, Nas.
And that's before you started writing.
Yeah. Before, yeah. A lot of different actresses, actors. But it was just a job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know for some people that sounds really amazing and exciting, but I'm one of those people that think God makes... I mean, I feel like God made everybody equal, so yeah. I never was too excited about anything but the paycheck.
It's all about the money.
No, not exactly, but in that case, it was.
Wicked. And so you was born in New Orleans, is that right?
New Orleans, Louisiana, Southern America, Southern United States.
And then you moved, you ups and...
My mother moved us to California when I was about 15 years old.
Was that a good move?
Not at the time, I didn't feel like it was, but now in retrospect, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Because you got to meet and you just was in the right
atmosphere. I developed in a different area. Sometimes it's not good to stay in the same area your entire life. It helps you build as a person when you move around.
No, I agree. Totally. Totally. I've got some questions here. One from, have you got a question you want to ask? I can see you kind of fluttering your eyelids.
Come on,
Nadine. Get in there for the girls, girlfriend.
No, well, you're here. You're going to be performing this week.
Yeah.
And you've got a new album due out. And when is that going to be due?
The new album, right now, the new album is completely done. We just finished artwork and everything, but we don't have distribution yet. I haven't even gone to take it to new labels because if you didn't know, TBT Records, the record label that I was originally signed to, went bankrupt. Which is a huge blessing because, you know, we weren't seeing eye to eye at all. But I appreciate them because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here now talking to you. You wouldn't know who I am. But we're going to shop for a new deal. So hopefully we can get a new deal by August and put the record out in August. I just want to put the music out and go through internet, you know, digital. And I don't really care about...
The world is a
CDs.
Different place now, isn't it?
It's a different place and it's so much easier to get it done, you know.
Yeah.
And when you have a fan base... You know, you know more now from doing it the first time that you just go directly to the people. You don't have to really go through the middleman. You just go directly to the people. So I'm looking for a label that's going to take it the way it is, not change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can really, that's very important. And I can really just make the album that I want to make instead of trying to go for some type of commercial success because that's not important to me.
Right.
And did you write all the material yourself?
Yeah. I didn't write all the music, but I work with different producers. But lyrically and melodically, I wrote all the stuff.
Okay, because we had Rafael Sadiq. He's over here at the moment. Well, he might have gone back.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you've worked with him. What was your relationship like? What was it like working with him?
Oh, he's really cool. He's an amazing artist. And, you know, for someone of that caliber to respect you and allow you to just go in and do what you want to do. I wrote actually two songs and performed on two songs on his last album, Rafael Sadiq as Ray Ray.
All right.
And, yeah,
what
really,
one?
Really cool. Chic and I Want You Back. Actually, I'm performing I Want You Back tomorrow night.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, at Club 229? Club 229, yeah, tomorrow night.
Club 229. We'll give a plug to that. I'm
cool,
sure the tickets are sold out anyway, but we're still going to plug it.
Okay.
We're going to get you a roadblock.
Yeah, working with Raphael was amazing because he's really a music lover. I think that's all in his life. Like, you know, he has music and that's it. And he's had music his whole life. So experience with a person like that, to work with a person like that, being a person that I just came into music maybe about 7 years ago. You know, I didn't love music all my life or aspire to be a musician. And he respected and made me feel, at a time when I wasn't sure if this was something I could succeed at, he made me feel like I could. So that was cool.
That's nice. And you've written songs as well, haven't you, for other people?
Yes, I've written for Raphael, Macy Gray, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige, that's
my number one girl.
Number one girl.
Oh my God. Who doesn't love Mary J. Blige?
How do you decide? I mean, you write a song. How do you decide whether it's going to be a song for yourself or for somebody else? How do you?
You decide when someone purchases it.
Okay, it's the money.
No, it's not about the money. It's really just about, you know, what God has for you stays with you. What he doesn't goes away. You know, you kind of just got to move in wherever God places you. You know, wherever God places a song is okay with me.
And the new album, it's called Young Lioness?
The new album is called The Young Lioness.
Okay.
That is not available yet because I won't release that until I can release it correctly. Mm. But Lionhearted is available now, and you can go to www.myspace.com/Teedra Moses to purchase.
Say that again for us.
www.myspace.com/Teedra Moses for the Lionhearted mixtape, and it's all original music. I've done a series of Young Hustler mixtapes.
That's right.
Since the beginning.
Is it three now you've done?
This is the third one, yeah. And it really just comes from having a frustration of not being able to put out my music correctly. So I just put it out, you know, kind of like, this is a teaser of what I'm doing. It's not exactly what I'm doing. It's just a few songs left over, original songs. You know, sometimes I sing over other people's tracks, you know.
Yeah.
Just being creative. It's really about being creative and putting it out there to the people, because it's really just about the art.
And the names of the albums, and do they have a real meaning?
Yes.
Or yes?
Yes.
Oh, come on in. Oh, this is what I want to know.
Yeah, Complex Simplicity is just the place I was in at that time. You know, I just lost my mom.
Oh.
And my children's father, who I'd been with for a long, long time. We went through some heavy things, and I was pretty young to be going through that kind of heavy relationship. And I think when I looked at it all, I was making it more complicated than what it really was.
Yeah.
You know, so when I sat down and listened to all these songs, that's what came to my mind. This life itself is just complex simplicity. If you just sit down and just, you know, look at it all, you think about it, I made all this way harder. If you look over your life from the time you were born to now, you think about the things that you made way harder than they had to be. And that's where complex simplicity came from. And The Young Lioness basically came from my experience from the time I released Complex Simplicity.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
I was going to say that 10 times after a book.
From the time I released Complex Simplicity to now, it's like I had to be strong. So many things happened. My father died after my mom died. You know, I'm a single mother out here with my children, and I'm with a company that doesn't really believe in me. But how do you keep going? You have to be the young lioness in the jungle. You have to just be strong and keep going. And that's kind of where that came from.
Right. Thank you. Have you got another question now? Kara here's got a couple, but I'll let you go first.
Be Your Girl, one of your biggest tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So what was you going through when you wrote that?
Well, I had broken up with my children's father, and I wasn't in a relationship. I haven't had a boyfriend since then, actually, because I'm very, very picky.
I'm sure there's going to be loads of men.
Because when I do get in a relationship, I give 100%. I give 100. I give 200%. So I don't want to just give that to anybody, you know. Then you'd be jaded and hurt, and then, you know, you're not lovable anymore. So I don't want to be like that. So, you know, what I was going through was there was this guy I was stalking. You know, I was stalking. He didn't even
you
know I was stalking
him.
I was stalking him. He didn't even know it. And we weren't even around each other. I just would, like, think about him all day. So when I got the track, I just wrote this song about this guy. He still doesn't know that song is about him.
Okay. Give us a fresh, because you've just arrived today, give us a fresh kind of view of how do you see the music scene? Because over here, the R&B stuff it's got very messy over here. There's a lack of good R&B about, and type of the rap has gone very, very hard, and it's how is it in America at the moment? How do you describe the scene?
It's the same exact way. It's commercially.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a person that is a lover of the arts, whether it's music or paintings or sculptures or whatever, home decor, furniture, you have to go and seek outside of what's commercial. If you're a true lover of something, you don't sit back and complain about it. You go say, you know what, I don't like what they're giving me. I'm going to go and look on the internet. We have the World Wide Web.
I know.
There's no reason for people to complain about the state of music. You don't have to listen to commercial radio.
No,
you can
right.
listen to radio on the internet. You can
don't
listen, you
tell
know,
people that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But this is a great station, so you don't have to do that.
Thank you, my darling.
But I'm just saying, you know, you can seek outside of what is being put right in front of your face. And I found really, you know, Peter Hadar, I don't know if you guys have become hip to him. Peter Hadar is a great artist out of New York. great music, you know, he's not some Elliot Love from New Orleans, great music, not someone you would hear of on commercial radio, but you have to go and seek it. As far as hip hop, there's a lot of different artists that you have to go and seek, but if you don't seek it, you're going to sit back and complain about what's being given to you, you know?
Okay. All right. You had a question about the twins, because you've got twins, haven't you?
I have twin boys. Raz
but how did you feel when you found out that you had twins?
I wanted
to die.
Was
you happy, or was you like, goodness me?
I was too young to have one child, so
I
really didn't want to have two. But, you know,
is it okay to ask you how old you were when you had them?
I was 19.
Oh, wow. So that's a handful.
I mean, it wasn't really, really young, but I wasn't grown. I didn't know what I was getting into. God knows I didn't know what I was getting into. But I wouldn't change it for the world, because now I have friends that are my age and they want to have kids.
Yes,
I'm like, I did that. I'll see you.
I definitely feel you on that one, because I've got a 9-year-old.
Okay.
And I was 21 when I had her.
Yes.
And now everyone that's my age around the 30s, my clock's ticking.
Exactly. And they're trying to find a man and grab hold of him and have a kid.
Exactly.
That's it.
Did that already. So I love having kids, though. I think being a mother is the greatest thing you can do. You know, being a parent, period, is the greatest thing you can do, because I can write songs, you know, I can draw. I'm an artist. I do a lot of different things. Write poetry, all kind of things, you know.
I was going to ask you, actually, when you was at school and growing up, did you have designs to be a singer-songwriter, or what did you actually...
Not at all.
What were your kind of desires when you was at school?
I wanted to actually apply for FIT in New York City, and I wanted to be a fashion designer, and if not a fashion designer, I wanted to own my own clothing store.
Oh.
So,
it was all fashion and so...
I've always been driven towards the arts, in some form of fashion, but really, even though that's what I said, all I really wanted to do was to be a wife and a mom.
Mm.
You know, I haven't been successful at being a wife, but I've gotten to be a mom. And I think that's just, it was the best. I mean, like, when I sat back and thought about it, the reason I didn't go to FIT is because I was scared. You know, I was scared that I would miss my shot at having kids. And, you know, going too hard a career, you might miss your shot at having children. And that's kind of what stopped me from going to pursue a career. Mm. And then the career came and found me.
Right. And you had a question about the twins.
Yeah, I wanted to know, do you dress them the same?
No. When they were very little, I would dress them the same in different colors. And, you know, that was cool. But after about 2 years old, I just really didn't want them to have, like, this thing where they looked at as one person. Because they're totally different and perfectly beautiful in their own right. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to get them pushed into the twin thing. I actually don't like when people call them the twins. But I don't correct people, but I like when people say Raz or Taj, because they're individuals that were just born at the same time.
Yeah. How old are they now?
They're 13 years old. Oh. They're teenagers.
They're big, young men.
Yes, they are. They are, but they're still very well behaved, and they listen to their mom because they know I'll jack them up if they don't.
I like that.
And you're playing out this Friday, I believe.
Yes,
it?
At Club 229.
That's right, 229.
Someone else is playing with me too. I forgot her name.
That's right, Sarah Williams. White.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, she's a UK supporting act.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And you're going to be down there. So, any other gigs, or is this the only place at the moment? I'm sure that
so
once
far,
the people see you and
so
I know you're around.
At the moment, so far, hopefully I'll be able to get back over here by August promoting the album. That's the plans.
Wicked.
So pray for me.
Oh no, we definitely will. And so that means that if anybody wants to see you, they better get down there.
Please do. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah. No.
Hopefully.
That's if they can get in, because I know the tickets have been sort of walking out on
that's
their own.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's you're going to have a packed crowd. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Don't you worry about it. It's going to be packed.
Do you get nervous when you perform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it goes away within the first maybe 30 seconds. It's just like, it's not really nervous. It's like all this energy. When you hear these songs and you hear me singing all soft, you expect me to get on stage and just go into this vibey. But it's really raw.
Float around.
It's not really like that. I really sing.
Loads of chiffon.
You know, and I give you all my energy. I'm soaking wet by the time I get off the stage. I jump around. I say whatever I feel. I try to refrain from cursing, but sometimes it might fly out. You know, it's just like I really get on stage and I act like I'm in my living room performing or in my mirror. You know,
okay.
I try to be as personal as possible with the friends of the music.
Okay.
So, are you going to have a live band?
Yes.
How long are you going to be on stage?
I will be on stage probably about an hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, We know that there's a couple of us going to be down there.
So. I hope so.
Yes, please.
No, there are. Believe me. We're looking forward to it immensely. No more tears. We're going to play No More Tears. Was that a request for something? I'm just actually reading my notes here from somebody, because I'm still getting emails and I just don't have the time to actually do it because
sorry.
We're crashing the next show. Actually, it's a good job that I'm running the station because.
I know.
Yeah. We've just locked the door and just leave Mastermind outside. Just okay. In any of your favourites, what's your favourite from your album, from first album?
Backstroke.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we're going to finish on then. Backstroke. Why is that? Any real reason?
The real reason is because I really have a, and I don't mean to be vulgar, but I have a problem with tying my heart with being intimate.
Right.
Someone, you know, not, I mean, I don't do this all the time, but in the case of my children's father, I held on to the relationship longer because we were compatible in certain areas. Mm-hmm. And rather than letting that go and being without me being compatible with this person, I stuck with him. And it wasn't even about love anymore. It was just like, you know, this person pleases me in this way. So it was something, his backstroke.
Okay.
I get the gist.
Between the lines there.
You're in the right company here, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You seriously are. Somebody's just emailed me in and just said, just ask birth sign. I mean, obviously, one
sexy
of these.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius,
yes.
Okay. I don't really know what that means. I don't really follow it.
I don't really follow it either, but I'm starting to realize there's little things that are, you know, kind of similar about people born at different times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, my dear. We've really got to wrap it up, which is a real shame.
I thank you for having me. I thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Yeah,
we enjoyed speaking to you.
Lovely. It's been wonderful speaking to you.
Yes, it has.
Thank you very, very much for coming along and gracing Colourful Radio's presence. Thank you very much.
This is Colourful Radio.